Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 257 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, I'm here for an hour or so. Got some really good stuff this week. I had a delivery from Rise Above Records, so you're going to get some of that stuff. And a few other bits and pieces I've been listening to during the week. So kick things off, here's some of that Rise Above delivery. Here's Chevy with What's Up, Mr. Zero.
Making it.
First up there was Chevy with What's Up Mr. Zero from the Celestial Hi-Fi album from 2001. I believe I played that song before, way back in the early days of the show. So I thought I would dig it out again because it's a great track. I really love it and the Aussieisms are amazing on it. And after that was Place of Skulls featuring Wino and Victor Griffin with a track called The Silver Cord Breaks from the With Vision album. Another great record, one that you don't see about too often. Hard to track down Place of Skulls stuff, but had a friend round at the weekend, Jamie, there, and we were digging out all these great albums and having a jolly old time with a few beers before going to see Conan. It was all of a good evening, all of the time. So up next was something that was passed to me last week by Christopher Osborne, something I'd never heard before, and I was absolutely amazed by it, so I thought I'd have to play it. It's a cover version, and it's a Led Zeppelin cover version, the band I hold very sacrosanct. But this is the Rollins Band doing Four Sticks.
Oh, you know how to snatch a dream. Oh.
After Rollins, that was Danzig with Not of This World from the Danzig album from 1988. Those two always are synonymous for me. You know, Misfits, Evil Live, first time I'd ever heard of Randy Rollins was doing backing vocals on We Are 138 on the Evil Live album. Rough as Guts, that album, but it's great stuff. And that Danzig album, I see in the States they've reissued the first four at last. I haven't got any European releases yet, I see, but well worth picking up if you don't fancy forking out the money for the originals. So back to my Rise Above delivery, Septic Tank featuring Lee Dorian and Gaz Jennings from Cathedral and Scott Carlson from Repulsion, and did at one point feature Barry Stern on drums from Trouble way back in the 90s when they were first kicking about. And this is a track from their EP, the Slaughter EP, and it's the title track, The Slaughter. Yeah. Following Septic Tank, that was Deaf Heaven from their album from this year, Lonely Power with the People. That was a track called Magnolia. They're playing the Limelight on Thursday the 4th of December. If you're probably too late, they've heard that because this show will go out after it's been and gone. But if you've been there, I hope you had a good show. It was seen a bit of them the other week at Damnation and quite enjoyed them. That sort of melodic, sort of post-black metal or whatever you call it. It's good. They all look like accountants. So, bands that definitely don't look like accountants, Rocks Gang, and this is a track called Red Rose from the Things You Have Never Done Before album from 1989.
Rose on. on my grave.
Sort of hard rock and glammy there. That was Freak of Nature with Turn the Other Way from the Freak of Nature album. That was from mid-90s, that one. And Mike Tramp seems to be out doing White Lion stuff again, which would be interesting to see. It's just a pity they could never get Vito Bratto out of retirement and do that properly. But then James Lomenzo, he's in Megadeth now, isn't he? And the other drummer, can't remember his name now, but don't know what he does. But he was originally the first drummer in Anthrax, I believe, as well. So there you go, a bit of history for you. So back to the Rise Above delivery, Blood Ceremony, Canadian, with a heavy dose of flutes. Check this one out, let's Let It Come Down.
Let it come down. just start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see it's only me.
Ceremony played in Belfast. They supported either Electric Wizard or Cathedral. I can't remember which one it was now, but they were very impressive. The lead vocalist, she played keyboards and the flute. It was all very good. It was all sounding very Tull. And straight after Blood Ceremony, thought I'd play a bit of Tull. Haven't played them in a while. Aqualung, what a great riff. And if you ever seen the footage on the Stones Rock and Roll Circus with Tony Iommi with a fetching white wide brim hat playing guitar for him, which I got only lasted about a week. But incidentally, new Sabbath stuff appeared online during the week. Footage of Dave Walker, the vocalist that was between Ozzy and Ozzy when Ozzy walked briefly around 77, 78. And just before they recorded Never Say Die, and footage of him doing Junior's Eyes. Quite the thing. It's really good quality too for the age of it. There was stuff on Pebble Mill 1 for years floating about. It was really, really bad quality. But then Ozzy came back and Dave Walker was kicked to the back to the curb. So, interesting one. Check it out if you get a chance. So, only a couple of requests. First up, new one to me, Tongue Cutter. And a track called Minnow, which is the title track of their 2025 album. Harsh Isle stuff, good gear. Check it out. See what you think of this.
We'll be right back.
And after Tongue Cutter, that was Mesa with Rebudo from the Close album from 2022. Again, a band that are making a lot of noise at the minute. You know, they're been talked about a lot. And they played Damnation, didn't see anything, see them sort of at a distance, wasn't really paying that much attention, but sounds good. Sort of heavy melodic vocals and whatnot. Yeah, it's good. Well, worth checking out if you like that sort of thing. So back to the more hard rock, sort of stroke metal kind of stuff. Leatherwolf, a band that don't get talked about too much. They played Keep It True the other year when I was there under a different name. They were the Secret Band. I was sitting out the back having a pint and walked in to see them like sort of playing the last half song. Couldn't believe it. It was, you have to take a break at some time during the day. But anyway, this is a track from the Street Ready album called Take a Chance.
You won't catch me running from you, cause I always keep you in my view.
And following Leatherwolf, that was Yngwie Malmsteen with Deja Vu from the Odyssey album he done with Joe Lynn Turner. I was watching an interview with a guy called Rick Beato, I think is that's how you pronounce it. He interviews lots of guitarists and whatnot. They're really good interviews, you like that sort of thing. Watch the Malmsteen one there during the week. It's really, really entertaining. He just explains what he does and why he does it. He's completely barking mad, but really great interview. Another one to check out is the Les Claypool one. It's amazing. It's about 2 hours long, but really interesting. Okay, so I'm going to finish off with an old English doom band called Mourn, who released one album. And it's really well thought of in underground circles. And doom, as far as doom goes, it was a really well thought of album. It is really good. I've had it for years on CD, and I managed to get a vinyl copy of it this time, so I'm really happy with that. So this is a track called Children of the Circle. So until next time, look after yourselves and doom.